The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome once again to another edition of the program we call What's On Your Mind, your radio show, your voice, right here. You talk, we listen. That's how it works. What's on your mind today? Let us know. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon, and Todd Mitchell is here, the K-Fire Radio guy. Good morning, Mr. Mitchell. How
are
you? Good
morning, Mr. Hennon. How are you?
Fabulous. Busy day in the Hennon house today. Our third birthday. Our third birthday of the month of May, as a matter of fact. So how about that?
Get them all out of the way now, then you can save up for Christmas.
So. I guess so. My gosh, yeah. So, you know, we're finishing strong. Another birthday, and that's after graduation and an anniversary, and, you know,
along with all the other. You're not one of those parents that got one gift and said, well, this is kind of for your birthday and for your graduation, right? You didn't do that.
No. Well, it was, anyway, okay. It's, the graduate's not a birthday. He's in July.
Oh, okay.
The ladies in the house have a birthday today. Our youngest is 11 today. It's Haley's birthday today. Actually, my wife, Maria, and our daughter, Hannah, have a birthday on the same day. That was the 10th of May. And then our anniversary is on the 11th, and then, you know, Mother's Day that Sunday, and then the 29th today, and then, of course, graduation.
Now your credit cards are all maxed out.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Now you got to pay them back till Christmas, and then max them out all over again. There you go.
Right on. Exactly. Here's the telephone number to tell us what's on your mind, 800-228-0550. You know, I've been watching every day a new revelation about this VA scandal. And now the age-old kabuki dance in Washington, when will the man responsible resign? Well, actually, I think after 6 years of the Obama administration, don't forget, President Obama as a candidate criticized veterans care and said he was going to fix it. Well, he's been president 6 years now, so last I checked, it hasn't been fixed. The parlor game that's going on in Washington right now, though, is whether or not the head of the VA, a guy by the name of General Shinseki, whether he will resign. A bunch of Democrats now have joined voices on that, including half the delegation in Minnesota, Al Franken, a senator there, another Democratic senator, Udall from Colorado. And so some Democrats now are calling for him to resign. I get tired of this game, you know, and now I heard John McCain say, if he doesn't resign, then Obama ought to fire him and just, you know, fire everybody that's responsible for this. We have enough horrible things that we learned from this VA deal, you know, there should be a lot of firings and resignations to go around. A whistleblower in Texas says the VA there is run like a crime syndicate. We have a story of a vet being stomped on, led to his death, beaten by VA caps. There's cops. There's a lawsuit about that. There's an inspector general report now confirming there was delayed care. And this one, by the way, is where we first learned of this crisis down in Phoenix. They said delayed care, all kinds of record manipulation, systematic. In other words, they're cooking the books, if you will. And 1,700 vets thinking that they're next up for care on some kind of a list awaiting care, not on any official wait list at all. And average wait time, 115 days. So that's led to a new flood of folks saying, well, the secretary ought to resign. I'm not sure that's enough. And, you know, I think what happens in Washington is you have this big clamor for somebody to resign, and they either resign or they're fired, whatever, and then they go, oh, okay, now we're taking care of it, when nothing's been taken care of. So here's my question. For real folks, real Americans, not some politician, not some bureaucrat, not somebody with a dog in the fight, but the folks actually paying the freight, you taxpayers, what do you think ought to happen after all you now know about the VA? What would satisfy you that this has been properly addressed? That's what I'm most curious about. I'm tired of politicians blowing, Republicans and Democrats. And certainly, veterans, you get an extra voice because this is about you and your care. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Anything on your mind is always welcome. That's just something stuck in my craw today. Just offends you to the core when you think of Veterans and Veterans Affairs Administration charged with their care, you know, treating them as poorly as they have. The PBS Antiques Roadshow is coming to Bismarck this weekend. There'll be four shows. We're going to find out all about that from the executive producer, Marcia Bemko. She'll be here on the program. Next hour, a guy that says the Republican Party is in need of massive reform and blue-collar conservatives are the one that can do it. Rick Santorum, former presidential candidate, senator, has written a book called Blue-Collar Conservatives Recommitting to an America That Works. Are you a blue-collar conservative? We're going to talk about that a little bit today on the program, too. Okay, let's get to the phones here at 800-228-0550 and find out what is on your mind. My favorite part of the day. Jim and Bismarck, you're first to go. Welcome to the program.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
I'm a veteran, and oh, God, I spent about probably 10 years ago now when I got out of the service. I got a job and worked in the private sector, still working in the private sector, so my current employer covers my health care, but I got a number of prescriptions that, are fairly costly, and so I went to the veterans office here in Bismarck and about 10 years ago now, and I said, well, is there any way that you guys can help me pay for just these prescriptions a little bit, you know? And they said, well, no, we don't have any money to pay for that. All we can do for you is we can bury you out at the Veterans Cemetery in Mandan, but he said, we'll just give you the ground to bury you, but you still got to pay for your funeral. And then if you want, you can have your wife get buried with you too, and so they'll stack the wife on top of you when she goes. So that was the total of my benefits from being a veteran, in the United States Air Force. So I've given up on the veterans' benefits. It was just a big lie that they lied to you and they lied to you and lied to you, and then when they finally, when it comes time for them to own up, they won't keep their word. But some other questions I have here, this deal on bonuses. Why? The press has never asked the question of why do you need a bonus to do the job that you were hired to do. Now, I understand if you're a person that excels and you're above the expectations of the job, you should probably get some tweaking on your pay. But just to get a bonus, just for doing your job, I can't understand that. And that, I think that whole aspect there leads to this denigration of services, and everybody's just trying to get these bonuses, is all I'm figuring. Now, the third thing here is, you got to ask yourself, what does Shinseki do? I mean, doesn't any administrator at least go and travel to the various sites and pop his head through the door and ask questions and look at, what's going on? I'm just beside myself. I mean, this has been going on for years. It's not just this administration. It's been previous administrations. But now it's gotten to the point where it's so bad and corrupted that it's now completely worthless, the whole operation of VA. So I'm just beside myself wondering what these people actually do for a job.
No kidding, Jim. Well said. Thanks for your service. Going to keep rolling here. Ray and Nixon, tell us what's on your mind.
Well, I was listening to this, and to the best of my mind, the VA is essentially a single-payer healthcare system. Thinking about that, the comparison seems pretty valid to me. I could be wrong, but there's no competition, so there's no incentive for them to do better. And we're looking towards this with Obamacare and Hillary-care for everybody else. And I don't know. It just seems to me that this is a warning to us that this is a direction we don't need to be going with everybody, and I think we should consider partial privatization of the VA.
There has been obviously that issue raised quite a bit in the wake of this scandal as a way to go, and I think also you're exactly right in your analogy of single payer, which is more bureaucracy and a lack of accountability and competition. We've got a pretty good example of how that could play out in the larger healthcare system. Good point, Ray. Thanks. Dave and Mandan, you're up on What's on Your Mind. I understand you're a Vietnam veteran. Thank you for your service, Dave.
Hey, Scott. Yeah, I am. And just want to weigh in just a little bit on this. First of all, I'm a private sector kind of guy, and I haven't seen anything that the government has run that has been successful. But having said that, I need to defend the people in North Dakota that work for the Veterans Association. I have used the hospital in Fargo. I have used the VA center here in the Bismarck-Mandan area, and I have been treated like an absolute king every time that I have gone to see either the nurses, the doctors. They are wonderful people. Now, the facilities in Fargo, that's a different story. They're working with things that are so antiquated, it's just a shame. I was in the hospital there for a couple of days, and what I found was the gal would have to come in, the nurse would have to come in and change the channel with a yardstick.
Oh, my gosh. Hang on a sec.
Remote control, huh?
More coming up. Dave, don't go away. We'll finish this thing on the break. Other calls waiting, too. Hang in there.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, and you already know them as North Dakota's best truck wash, but now an all-new service. Megan, tell us what's up.
Yep, we are now starting to offer interior detailing services for both pickup trucks and semi-trucks. We do request that you make an appointment. We can guarantee that we'll get your truck done the same day.
Can't beat that deal. Call them at 701-628-1550 now with detailing services at North Dakota's best truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. They're on the truck bypass south of Stanley, south of the Pinnacle, Senex.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
On your mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hanlon. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Let Dave finish his comments on the facilities at the VA. By the way, speaking of the care at the VA in North Dakota, Fargo Veterans Affairs Hospital shows no irregularities regarding their scheduling practices. So in other words, these waiting lists, some of the things that have been in the news from these stories that started in Arizona and popped up other places, They specifically are doing a review at the VAs all across the country, and evidently have done the preliminary review here, and to Dave's point, have not seen any of those irregularities. But you were saying the facility itself left a little bit desired, to the point where right before the break you were saying actually the nurse had to change the channel for you with a yardstick. Is that what you said, Dave?
Yeah, it was. And, you know, this is probably 3 years ago, 4 years ago, so hopefully from that time they've got a lot fixed. But they're talking about firing somebody. In my mind, there's only one guy that needs to be fired, and that's Obama. He has created more problems in this country, and frankly, I don't believe he likes the veterans. So those are my comments.
Dave, appreciate the call. There was a report that supposedly Shinseki's on probation and has been since he met with President Obama last week. And now there's another official today saying that he's on thin ice with the president pending the outcome of these investigations. So Shinseki's certainly getting the telegraph, hey, you better resign. Now Democrats calling for his resignation as well. My only point, the reason I'm asking this question, is big whoop. You know, I mean, I think, to today's point, I mean, we're going to hold the top accountable. Then the president, who as a candidate talked about this 6 years ago, wanting to fix it, ought to be held accountable. But I'm more interested in not the Washington parlor game of who should resign and by when, but rather, fixing this in a big way. Jim Fargo, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Give us your take on this.
Well, I use the Fargo VA, and it's wonderful service there. And yes, to answer the other guy, the facilities, I've never been in the hospital, but the facilities, everything I've ever needed and done, they have been great doctors, great nurses. I've had no scheduling problems. I mean, it's well run there. Of course, it does make a difference who your boss is. Who's in charge? As you know, any place you go is who's in charge. And it's so true of any company, and it's true in the government too. You are a reflection of who your boss is, and we all know what the comments that guy made with the empty suit, pathetic excuse of a human being that we have as president. That's not hard to understand.
What do you want to happen, Jim?
Well, I don't want the guy fired, because it's really, he should be fired. That's true. But I mean, he's just doing Obama's bidding. There's no question about it. If he didn't want it that way, it'd be changed. So he's doing Obama's bidding. I'll tell you that right now. It's just,
all right.
No,
so most folks, if there's any firing, want Obama fired. Guess what? It's not going to happen. He's not going to fire himself. But I hear your frustration. Shinseki's not enough. John Grand Forks, if you're in charge, what happens to remedy the situation at the VA?
Well, like they said to Congress Kramer 2 Wednesdays ago, you know, get rid of the octopus.
Get rid of the octopus?
The VA hospital complaints.
Wow.
Well, listen, we keep talking about a smaller, more effective government, and here's a perfect situation of wasteful slop. Not very few veterans qualify for all those types of hospital and clinic benefits. You know, I'm signed up at the VA, and my buddy is, and yeah, we get a discount on prescription drugs. Whoopie-doo. And
so you're, when you say they get rid of the octopus, though, John, you're saying, in other words, the whole VA healthcare system is the octopus. Reform it all. Got it. Okay. Henry, headed towards Bismarck. Let's get your take in here at 800-228-0550. What do you want to have happen, Henry?
Well, first of all, the idea of getting rid of Obama or Shinseki is just ridiculous. I remember hearing or reading years ago when we were wrapping up making more war in Iraq and Afghanistan, that the funds were being cut to the VA. And I remember thinking, what a stupid idea to be cutting funds when obviously we're going to need more and more services once these men and women start coming home. But I thought, well, what do I know? Of course, now we see it's happening, and it's almost like, you know, you hire a manager to do laundry in Western North Dakota, and And all of a sudden you say, well, you know, because of all the man camps and all the housing out there, we're going to have to cut back on water because we've only got so much water, and we're going to have to spread the water out to all these other places that really need it. Meanwhile, the water keeps piling up. Pretty soon people can't go to work because they got no clean clothes. So let's fire the laundry manager. I mean, this is crazy. What? And we're certainly not going to fire all the politicians that voted to cut funding. So it's almost like you've got an impossible situation. And they say, well, let's fix it. Well, if you don't have funds, you're not going to find doctors, nurses, psychologists, what have you, working for free. I don't think there is a solution. I think we've got such gridlock in Washington that's going to continue and continue and continue. I'm very pessimistic about it. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, happy to do it, Henry. One thing I would just chime in on, I don't believe there's been any cut to the VA in funding. They've get what they ask for in the way of funding. I don't think that's been the issue at all. Line four, they say, is Haley. I know one Haley. It's the 11-year-old birthday girl in our house. Is this the Haley? Is this Haley Grace Hammond?
Yeah.
What are you doing on your birthday besides calling your dad and Todd on the talk show?
I'm making blueberry muffins.
You're making blueberry muffins?
Yeah.
Wow. Did Todd and I get one?
Maybe.
Only you made.
Kids say the darndest things.
So at 3 in the morning on the 29th of May, 2003, about 3, what was it, 318? You probably remember better than I do. Yeah, 318, Haley Grace Hammond was born. What's the highlight of your 11 years so far here? The thing you remember most in your 11 years walking
Disneyland.
Greater. Disneyland?
Yes.
Wow. Vacation. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
Yeah. Todd, do you have any questions for the birthday girl?
Wow. You caught me off guard.
Oh.
Here's our chance. Not very often we get 11-year-olds chatting on the program.
I know. Are you looking forward to being a teenager here before too long?
I don't know.
Come on now, Todd. I'm already having a heart attack here that she's hitting 11 and you want to push ahead 2 years.
Did you feel the dagger in your heart there, Mr. Hannon?
Blueberry muffins. Well, we better let you get back to your blueberry muffins, but happy birthday, Haley.
Why'd you buy the heavy milk?
I bought the heavy milk?
Because it makes the muffins taste better, that's why.
I always buy the heavy milk. I'm a 2% kind of guy. Is that the wrong kind of milk for your baking project?
Did Dad buy 2%
or whole?
I bought 2%, actually. Hard to whip, Todd. I should have known better. Love you, Haley.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Before the top of the hour, back on the What's On Your Mind with Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hinnon. Saw some data yesterday confirming that this is the most listened to talk show in the great state of North Dakota in 2014. So we thank you very much for that honor of placing in us your trust as a listener, tuning those radios in, and get the great honor of chatting with folks from all across the Northern Plains every single day on the radio. It's great fun. Thank you.
You know
very much.
What that means now, Scott.
What does it mean?
That means so many people in North Dakota know you bought the wrong milk.
I was
you can't
Haley.
Trust a guy to get the groceries. There's more proof right there.
I was ribbing Haley saying, you know, you got to call into the show. Maybe, you know. Because she said last night, you can talk about me since it's my birthday, you know. So she's the one that kind of likes the spotlight in the family. The others would just soon be very, very...
Especially anytime she can throw Dad under the bus and get away with it.
Behind the scenes, yes, but I didn't realize I was going to get scolded by the birthday girl today. Dad, why'd you buy the heavy milk? I didn't even know it's called heavy milk. Did you know that they call it...
I thought whole milk was heavy milk. I didn't realize 2% is heavy milk. It's a good thing you didn't buy whole milk. Could you imagine that?
Well, the truth be told, she had laid out all these, ingredients for her baking project today for her birthday. And she was doing the checklist, but unfortunately, last night when she was doing the checklist, she had the milk out, too. So I saw that the milk was out this morning. I said, you know, you left the milk out last night, so don't plan on using that milk. And she had a mini meltdown and said, would you go get some milk? You know, so that was my early morning, birthday favorite this morning. Evidently, I got the wrong milk. So, anyway.
I bet that's a mistake you never make again.
Exactly. Hey, PBS is bringing the Antiques Roadshow to Bismarck this weekend, and the executive producer, Marcia Bemko, is on the line to tell us a little bit about this momentous event. And we'll be getting back to your calls on the VA and other topics in the news here coming up on the program. But first, I want to talk about what's happening this weekend in Bismarck. Hey, Marcia, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
So the Antiques Roadshow is coming to town. For folks that haven't seen us, you better give us the Antiques Roadshow 101. What happens at these events?
Well, what happens is, and we were last year, by the way, in 2005. So if anybody came to the show then, they may remember what happened. But what happens is we're going to see 5,000 to 6,000 people on Saturday. And they're each going to bring us two of their favorite objects from their house, and we will appraise them. And from that event, we are going to make three episodes of television from Bismarck. And so we'll see about 10,000 to 12,000 objects on Saturday.
Wow. So 10,000 to 12,000 objects. Folks, might be family heirlooms or just antiques. They're kind of curious about what they're worth. Perfect opportunity. Who does the appraisal? Who do you bring in for the for the to give us the give these folks the appraisal?
We work with about a pool of about 150 experts, and we assign about 70-75 to each city that cover more than 20 categories. As a matter of fact, listening to your 11-year-old, it's not a young man's job. It is, you have to have seen a lot of things or touched a lot of things, because even as someone who's been producing this show for many years, I could not go out and buy and sell without losing my shirt. But our experts, unless it's jewelry, by the way, small like that, they see a good object coming from across the room. So they're well-tuned machines, the people you see on Antiques Roadshow, and your favorites will be there.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And so of the 10 to 12,000 objects that get appraised from the folks that show up at one of the episodes you're filming in Bismarck, how many actually have a shot of ending up on the show?
Well, it probably over the three episodes, plus we make something else that we air in the fall, collected from the tour, called Junk in the Trunk. So I love that title. And so Bismarck will have three plus some junk, I like to say. So including the junk, we'll probably air about 70 objects that we will see that day. Keep in mind, though, I don't want to ruin it for anybody who's come to the show that day, because we love everything that you bring to us. We know it's generally the two most precious things in your home. But most of what we see is worth less than $100. The truly great things are always rare.
And, of course, that's what you're looking for, right? I would imagine you bring in the pros, that they have a keen eye to know that there's going to be a diamond or two in that rough, a needle or two in that haystack, huh?
Whenever we see that many objects, we never fail to find enough material to fill the show, to fill the episodes for television. And, frankly, people love to come and learn about it no matter what it's worth, because usually they're bringing us something. Very often it's not things they bought. Very often it's family-inherited objects. And people who've traveled across the country, they're not sure, was the object from Connecticut or New York? Or we can answer some of those questions and even help solve some family mysteries. So it's really not all about the value, of course. You do want to be the person who learns that something you paid $5 for is worth, $500,000. But that's really rare.
Here's the stories I love.
That's like finding an unscratched lottery ticket, by the way. And every time I see a guest who has had that experience, I think I'll be selfish and think, why not me? No. But it's a very rare thing to happen.
What I love is somebody that shows up at a garage sale and somebody's selling something for a buck, and they have a keen eye and go, I don't know, I think this might be worth something. And they bring it to your show and find out it's worth zillions. You've been at this a long time. 18 seasons of Antiques Roadshow on PBS. By the way, the highest rated series on PBS, seen by about 8 million viewers each week, so a lot of folks watch this. What's the item that has been probably the most famous or brought the most bucks in the way of an appraisal?
Well, I thought most bucks and most famous probably don't go together. Most famous, I think, for people who, loyal, hardcore Roadshow fans, we have quite a few up here in the lovely state, we'll remember Lee and Leslie Kino doing a table. It's the Seymour card table. And this was early on. And this woman did get very lucky and paid $25 at a yard sale for a table that they appraised for, I want to remember, about $250,000, $300,000. She happens to be one of the very rare guests who sold the table, which, by the way, no matter what it's worth, people do not sell their objects after coming to Roadshow as a rule. But she did, and our estimates are conservative, by the way, that hammered at over $500,000. So I think that's probably one of the most iconic, memorable stories, because it even has a follow-through, and it was a yard sale find. So that sticks out for me. The most valuable thing we've seen was a five rhinoceros horn cuff that we appraised for between $1 and $1.5 million. We taped that in the summer when they changed the laws in November of that year. If we were to appraise those same objects again today, they would appraise at a very different value. So
wow.
The most valuable would not be the most valuable today.
That's really neat.
Stuff. It's tricky stuff.
And you say most folks, after it's appraised, they know what it's worth, they hang on to it?
Pretty much. I actually wanted to make a show about what people do after they come to Roadshow, especially with those high-value objects, and discovered in doing that research there wasn't enough activity to fill shows. People go home, and they put those paintings back on the wall or whatever it is back on the mantle, because a lot of those very fine objects very often are inherited. And so unless there's great need for money, and I can tell you stories, of course, about people who sold objects. We've seen thousands and thousands of people over the years. But it's the exception when they do. There's a good reason for that, by the way. Keep in mind, when you hear on Antiques Roadshow that the retail value for this object is $10,000, the auction price for that object is $5,000. The insurance is, depending upon what it is, $12,000. And by the way, that's all the same price. It depends on, wow. So when somebody says it's worth $10,000, you want to sell it, the fair price to sell it to a retail dealer is $5,000. That's how retail works. And unless you have something really good, you'll pay a vigorous, you know, you'll pay a percentage to an auction house to sell your object. So the day you sell it, if you could find it again, you can't afford to buy it back. So people think long and hard before letting go of those family heirlooms. Long and hard.
We're chatting with Marcia Bemko, executive producer of PBS's Antiques Roadshow. They'll be in Bismarck this weekend. By the way, the tickets are already gone. I mean, the 5,000 folks that are going to get a chance to bring two items this weekend, you already know who they are. And if I wanted to go and I don't have a ticket, I can't do it now. The three shows are sold out, right?
Well, that's right. But since you're my friend, you yourself can come. But and everybody else who's listening, we give out 3,000 pairs to the public. And the amount of people who applied in this state for those 3,000 pairs is 4,453. So more people want to come than we can see. But one upside, this is a very population-driven thing. For those 3,000 there, in other states, it could be as much as 30,000 people who will apply. So the odds were better here that you got a ticket if you got one. But for you, I want you to come on down to the show as my guest.
Now I got to find a family heirloom to have you appraised for the weekend. And when will we see on PBS Antiques Roadshow, the North Dakota shows?
What we do is we start airing the new shows the first Monday in January, which I want to remember is the 5th. I don't know and won't know until we work with PBS in the fall after we're done shooting the order of the city. What we do in the fall is we put up the day we find out when the shows are airing, we put that up on our website, as will North Dakota Public Broadcasting will do the same thing. So Prairie Public, as they say, Prairie Public will do the same thing. So you can find it on their site, find it on our site, sometime in September, October the latest.
Fantastic. Well, I know a lot of those folks that do have a ticket are scouring the attic and the basements to find some long-lost items salvaged to have these world-class appraisers give a shot at, or finding a family heirloom or two, or...
Can I give those guys a hint who are thinking about what to bring tomorrow? Let me give you a hint.
Please do.
About the best idea to bring. Don't try to impress our experts. Don't bring something you can Google and look up. This is a chance to be in the room with 70 of the country's top experts to answer the questions you can't answer for yourself. If you know what it's worth, you know everything about it, and you think you can impress us, these are people who sell 6- and 7-figure objects. Come in and have a good time and come in to learn something.
Sounds like a blast. And it'll be at the Civic Center this weekend in Bismarck. Congrats to those folks that got a ticket. And thanks for bringing the Antiques Roadshow to North Dakota. Marcia, we appreciate it.
And thank you. Hope to see you tomorrow.
What a blast. Sounds great, folks. All right, when we come back, a disturbing story about a teacher in Mandan and some interaction with some students. Stay tuned. We'll tell you about that coming up.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
If frequent rains and cool soils continue into the growing season, be prepared to see some root rot. Damage usually occurs in patches or streaks in a field. In favorable conditions, infected seedlings may die. If they survive, plants with damaged root systems may be less productive later in the season, particularly if the weather becomes hot and dry. There isn't anything you can do to manage root rot once the seed is in the ground, but it is important to pay attention to root rot and record affected fields. Next spring, a fungicide seed treatment or a resistant variety may also be good investments. Crop rotation or lengthening crop rotation may also help reduce root rot pressure. For more information on root rots, visit planthealth.info.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops to advertise and save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Center and your Apache Sprayer dealer standing by ready to help Tyler and the team in Mandan, Greg, Tim, Sean, the great service team there ready to help you. And by the way, Sean and Tim do the service work for High Plains Apache. They're like the Maytag repairman when it comes to servicing Apache sprayers. Lonely, not very busy, because of the incredible amount of work that's put into an Apache sprayer when they sell them at High Plains, they don't have to work on them. They have that great warranty, and they just really hardly ever need to be worked on. That's one of the things I love about the Apache. And High Plains is your Apache sprayer headquarters, dedicated sales and service team. For sprayers are their focus. It shows in everything they do. They have the ag application parts now, 50,000 of them available for you. 50,000 on hand, in stock. And if they don't have it, they'll have it drop shipped right to your door in a day or two at High Plains Apache. So stop and see them. Mention the team in Mandan. They also have a team in Fargo as well. Chris and the crew there as well. You can call them at Mandan, 663-2375. In Fargo, 297-6464. And again, they have that new egg application parts, meaning they have 50,000 parts in stock on hand right now. If you need it, they most likely have it. If they don't, they'll have it shipped to you. New sprayers, used sprayers. And by the way, the ET Egg Center also means not just parts for the High Plains Apache, rather the Apache sprayers that they service, but also other sprayers as well. So when they have 50,000 parts, it's not just Apache sprayers, it's other sprayers. And if they don't have it, they can get it to you and quick. So stop and see them or call them. High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. All right, very disturbing story out of Mandan we just learned. Todd received a press release from Mandan Police Department, the Criminal Investigation Division, the Youth Services Division, and Lieutenant Lori Flatten. Listen to this. I have the actual release. Well, I should say I had the release in front of me. Now I have it in front of me again, so I can tell you what happened earlier this month. The release came out today, but this happened a few days ago. Mandan Police received a report from administrators at the Mandan High School. Two female students, one age 17, one age 18, reported to school counselors that on the previous day, they had been given a book by a male teacher. The content of the book alarmed and concerned the students, so they brought it to the attention of the school counselors. Scott Allen, a social studies teacher, had given each of these students a book as a graduation gift. He told the students he'd written the book. He explained he'd written each of them into the book as characters in the story. So the girls read the book. They found it was a story set in the Old West. Two of the characters were young women with the same first names as theirs. The last names of the characters were very similar to their own. In the book, the characters with the girls' names engage in acts of sexual nature with other characters. And they are explicitly described in this book. When the girls read the passages, they were disgusted by what they read. The sexual nature of the story is what led the girls to make a report to the school. School officials spoke with the teacher. He was placed on administrative leave pending an investigation. He offered his resignation later in the day. Yesterday, a complaint was signed charging this teacher. Again, his name is Scott Allen, with promoting obscenity to minors, a Class C felony, and a disorderly conduct charge, a Class B misdemeanor. He turned himself into authorities last night. That's the end of the press release from the Mandan City Police and the lieutenant. How's that for disturbing? Social studies teacher in Mandan writes a book specifically mentioning the first names of two of his students, and the last names very similar, giving the students some concern. Understandably, yikes. All I can come up with, Todd, from this is, what's he thinking? I don't know how long this teacher has taught there. I don't know much more than that.
I'm thinking it might be the end of his career and his time in Mandan, because how do you show yourself out in public after that?
He's already resigned. Was put on administrative leave right away, but he offered his resignation. So, yeah, career done.
Doesn't, press release doesn't say whether that was accepted or not, but you got to think that's
that's a
given.
That should have been a pretty much, let's see, yeah, we accept.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe a nanosecond.
And so how do you show yourself around town after that? I mean, Mandan's not a small town, but it's small enough.
Great. Come back to what are you thinking? So
hopefully really get some help.
Scott Allen, the social studies teacher in Mandan, the subject of this investigation, and now being charged criminally with promoting obscenity to minors, as he should. Back to your calls. Coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.